So we're in Siman Lamed Beis. We were in the middle of Seif Lamed Tes. We're talking about the fact that the tefillin were supposed to be as square as possible. So continuing in the Mechaber, about halfway through the Seif, V'tzarech l'rabeya makom moshavon v'gam abat. So you have to make sure that the place that the top of the tefillin sits on is also square. That's called the titura. The titura and the mabarta, the two parts of the base of the tefillin, which are, the titura is the main part that surrounds the cube on top, and the mabarta is the part in the back. So that obviously the entirety of the structure is not square, but the titura should be square, and then the mabarta should stick out of that. So what do? That you basically make an indentation on the mabarta to show the difference between the two, and therefore you can tell that the titura is square. That's the idea, that the bottom has to be square, and the stitching on the bottom on both sides has to be square. And he says, therefore, you should make sure that the holes that you stitch through are small so that the stitching shouldn't shift to the point that it's not square anymore. And he says, nowadays, apparently, there's a problem in the times of Mishnah Berurah that people don't take care to notice that their tefillin should be properly square. And they only look at the top of it, and they don't look at the bottom of it. So he says that even medaktikim mitzvos, they don't take care of the bottom part of the tefillin, of the titura. They only look at the top part to see that it's square. And therefore, and even though it's me'ikar adin, and it could be possibly the eved, people are not careful about it. So you should be very careful not just to look at the top of the tefillin that are easily noticeable, but to look at the titura as well to make sure that it's square, and it's easy to fix if it's not. So therefore, you should constantly look for it. And then when he says v'gam habatim, so he says what it means is just that apparently there was some kind of a strange minig that existed, that they would make the top of the shalyad round and the bottom square. Only the titura was square. Okay, so either way, we don't have this problem anymore. But he says that the ribua has to be on the bottom themselves and not something that you stick on. Like, let's say you had some black electric tape and you want to stick it onto the outside of the bottom to make them look square because the measurements were a little bit off. That is not acceptable. It has to be the actual leather of the bias itself. That's what's square. Says the Ramah, Aval al gova habatim ein lahakbid im hu yoser mi rochban va'orkan. But we're not makbid on the height, we're only makbid on the length and width, that it should be a square. Continues the Mechaber, asam rubos va'achakach niskalkel ribuan. Let's say you made them square, and then something happened, and they got ruined, they're no longer square anymore. Yesh misha omer shetzorech l'rabin. There are those who say, you need to fix them and make sure that they are square again. Now, in terms of chipping and things like that, in terms of how much the percentage of it is, it's very hard to say. There's a very long Bi'ur Halach over here that says that how much of a chip or how much of a lack of squaredness is not square. So it's hard to say exactly what the amount is, but something which is noticeable, certainly you have to fix it. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that when it says Yesh Misha Omer, it doesn't mean that there are others who disagree. It just says sometimes the Mechaber has such a lashon of Yesh Misha Omer, even though everybody holds that way. And the Mishnah Berurah just says in Kuf Pei Aleph, though you should keep in mind, you're not mechuyev to constantly measure them every single day. You have a chazaka that once they're definitely square, they can be assumed to remain square throughout the lifetime of the tefillin until you notice something that they're not square. So it happens from time to time that the tefillin get chipped or they get ruined a little bit. So then you can get them fixed under those circumstances. Sometimes he says that they get slanted, but they're actually square. It's just the top part is slanted. So he says, under those circumstances, yeah, you should fix it as well, even though technically it's still square. Fine. And then the Ramah adds further, v'yaseh kol ha'arba batim b'shaveh shelo yehe echad gadol mechavero. On the Shel Rosh, where it's divided up into four parts, so those four parts are not square themselves. Those four parts are rectangles. But each one of the four rectangles should be the same size as the other four. Shouldn't be weird that one of them is double the width of the other one, and that they don't look nice together. But Mishnah Berurah points out that technically, b'di'evet, it is not ma'akev, and one can be a little bit wider than the other.